such a mellow Paul McCartney tune.
You don't care about him. You don't care about him.
I didn't say I didn't care. I just
said care for him.
No, I didn't. No, I really did not say that.
You weren't born.
Ooh, this is just.
Beatlemania was sweeping the country.
Oh.
The Ed Sullivan Show.
No, I was not even a glimmer in my father's eye at that point.
You were not. It'll be a big show. Big show. It's going to be at Target Center on the
Target
second
field.
Of
yep,
Target Field, the outdoor, sure. Yeah. Target. It's all Target.
On August 2nd.
And Fargo, July 12th. And you're buying, I already know that I spoke to someone who you know very closely, and she said that you'll be buying the high-end tickets for the family.
You have not talked to Michelle.
Three of them. $250, $150.
That'd be $750 before tax. According to my Alexandria math.
But minimum wage is going up in Minnesota, at least. So.
I better save.
You will not be there, will you? You might go there.
If I get a free...
What if you're ordered to cover it?
Then I would go there.
As a critic.
Oh, I'd love that. Huh? I'll be a critic, all right.
What if you loved
all it? All the guy did is sit there and play the piano and the bass while singing old songs from the old days.
You and Lammy.
How tough is that?
Be going.
Me and Lamb Chop. We call him Lamb Chop, not Lammy. 4 o'clock, four pack, top four talk show talkers of the day on the Mike McFeely Show with KFGO news director and witty banter expert, Paul Juergens. Number four, Juergy, Dateline, Honolulu, Hawaii, Associated Press. FBI officials say a 16-year-old boy stowed away in the wheel well of a flight from California to Hawaii, surviving the trip halfway across the Pacific Ocean unharmed despite frigid temperatures at 38,000 feet and a lack of oxygen. Wow, what the heck was this kid thinking?
He didn't know where the flight was heading. It was a Hawaiian Airlines flight, though, so there's a there's a sign that it might be heading west.
Not the brightest bulb in the box.
There are... ABC's aviation expert, I think his name is John Nance. He's a retired pilot. He was on Good Morning America today, and he didn't believe it. He didn't believe it. I think he might now. But, you know, it's 50 below zero, your lack of oxygen up there. There are some experts that have explained today that you could kind of go into a semi-conscious mode, and your body slips into a state of hypothermia, and you just breathe very shallow. And
sounds like me.
You could make it.
I'm not even at 38,000 feet, and you're describing me right there. Semi-conscious, hypothermia, shallow breathing.
So I think it happened. There were some people that saw him climb out of the wheel well when it landed in Honolulu.
Stretched. Where am I?
No, and threw him
Give
on
me a pineapple.
Threw him on a gurney. He didn't. He was running away from home, and he didn't know where the plane was going. He was just going to hop in a wheel well, and he did. Could you imagine that, going over the ocean? Because I'm sure he didn't pass out immediately. But you take off from California, and there's water pretty quick.
Now, this happened in Toy Story. Is it something like that?
No,
where they were chasing the wheels on the Woody and Buzz?
No,
this was a real deal.
I think it happened. Unlike some other things that make the news that don't happen.
Oh, that's such an inside thing.
We'll talk about my family and the scofflaws they are, too, if we have time.
You have a family of scofflaws?
Yes. It's
have they jumped on an airplane?
No, but I've been trying to keep them out of trouble all weekend.
Been bailing them out, have you?
Well, pretty close.
Oh, I can't wait. Number three on our list. This is resonating hugely with all area sports fans, Juergy, but Timberwolves coach Rick Adelman has announced his retirement from coaching in the NBA. He stepped down today. In a press conference sitting alongside Timberwolves president Flip Saunders.
He wasn't going to be with a team. I think that was clear, wasn't it? He was not going to continue coaching.
Well, I think they would have let him keep coaching.
He's
a Hall of Famer. Absolutely.
Ricey and all my guys, Charlie Waters and Powers, they were all thinking that he'd been fired. So this is a nice way to 23 years in the NBA. You've had a fairly good career. You had a tough year with the Wolves. let's, you know, if you retire.
Really? And that's the speculation out of the Twin Cities?
That's some talk, yeah. Huh. If you just retire and you get your full NBA pension, we'll put a little golden parachute for you and then move on. And then not be, you know, disgraced by being fired.
They're going to keep him on as a consultant. He's going to live in Portland, and he's going to be a consultant for the Timberwolves. I want that job.
That would be nice.
That would be a good job in retirement.
Yes, it would be. So, I mean, he's had a pretty good run with the team. They've had their troubles since essentially the organization was founded
10 years ago. They haven't made the playoffs in the NBA in 10 years, Jerry. Yeah. 10 years.
I know.
And like, how many teams make the playoffs, Pinto? 16 teams.
In the NBA, just about everybody.
Playoffs. Yeah. More than half the league makes the playoffs, right?
Yes.
And they haven't made the playoffs in 10 years, not even as the eighth seed. That's terrible.
That's a nice way for him to leave, and he'll get to have a remain on the sidelines from Portland.
Are they going
to
do that for me here?
I doubt that. I can just about guarantee what'll happen there.
Scruff of the neck. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. So I'm probably going to go out.
Take your little dorm fridge with you.
And apparently by some of the text messages I'm getting in today, there's going to be listeners celebrating when I get thrown out by the scruff of my neck. What a bunch of mean people that are out there, Jerky. Man. Oh,
they're just trying to get under your skin.
No, they're not.
And they
they're
have.
They're mad because they haven't gotten their Easter ham, I guess, or
Wait
something.
Until you give them a pizza or golf certificate.
Oh, yeah, then they all love me.
McCartney tickets. When you start giving away McCartney tickets... Do
I have some to give away?
Is that
the rumor?
We'll see.
We better get some. Number two. This is a sad story at Valley City, Jurgi. A search has been on the Cheyenne River for a missing person who apparently was in a raft on the river, a small craft on the river at really early this morning. They hit a low head dam, capsized. Two of the people in the raft got to shore safely, but the third did not. And as last I heard, they were still looking.
Yeah. Valley Water Rescue out of Fargo has joined the search now on the Cheyenne River, south end of Valley City. Very early this morning, 1 o'clock or so, 1:15, 911 call. Someone heard some commotion, some screaming. And according to the fire chief there, Gary Ritterath, they responded. As you said, two people made it out, one did not. He's a Valley City State University student, or the person is. I guess I don't know the gender for sure. Presumably it's a male. The river is running fast, and the river is running high because of the runoff. The Corps of Engineers was contacted about 3:30 this morning, and they were asked if they could slow the flows from Bald Hill Dam upstream about 10 miles. They did. And so the river, it takes some time for that 10 miles downstream to affect the river level. And that's too dangerous to go in, you know, in a suit or waders or anything like that. They have been out in boats trying to find the victim. But to this point, as of within the hour, they had not found recovered a body. And it's a recovery stage now. It's not a rescue. They were hoping that maybe he'd made it to shore and got to somebody's house or something like that and would call in later, but that hasn't happened. So the assumption is that he died drowned in the Cheyenne River. Early this morning, rubber raft, river didn't look safe, and so that's what happened.
Number one on a happier note, Paul McCartney. We've touched on this already, Jurgen. I've had a couple of segments devoted to it today. Paul McCartney, former Beatle, rock music legend, one of the most influential men in music history, is coming to Fargo on July 12th to the Fargo Dome for a concert.
$251.50 would be the high-end tickets you'll be purchasing when they go, and you'll be part of the pre-sale. I think that's you've got to be a bit of.
I don't have an American Express. I don't have an American Express card. That is highfalutin, rich people type stuff.
It is not.
Yes, because they make you pay it all off. I got an American Express card when I was in college, thinking that's kind of cool. I've seen the commercials on TV. Well, they don't let you pay it off in, you know, minimum payments. You need to pay the darn thing off.
Really?
Yes.
How about Diners Club? You got one of those? Are they accepted anywhere?
Is that the one that Steve Martin and Del Griffith had in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
I don't know. I think it still exists. Well, I'm sure they'd you know, when they go on sale to the general public, you could use your Discover card or your Gate City Bank card or your Bell State Bank card.
There you go.
I know you've got multiple accounts.
Oh, multiple accounts.
And some offshore accounts. I'm sure they take whatever. It's a big get for the Fargo Dome, don't you think?
It is.
Entertaining
of
that magnitude. They're looking for 17,000 plus.
I would fit as many. If I was Rob Soblik, I would find every square inch to jam people in there within fire marshal code because they could sell as many tickets as they wanted to that concert.
I think it's interesting that they sent a team out last month, McCartney's people, to look over the facility. And because they had to, you know, they'd probably heard about it in concert circles, but they wanted to see it firsthand, and they were very impressed, according to Rob Soblik. Wow, we've got
heck of a facility here.
This facility here in Fargo, North Dakota, and we'll put it on our list. And contract's been signed, and they'll McCartney and his people will appear on July 12th. I'm sure it'll be big revenue for the Dome, and they'll back the place, and you'll be there.
What's the average ticket price? I mean, because
if you want to average it out, I think the low end is $29, and I think the high is $250, $150. It is. So you get your droid there and see if you can figure that out.
I think the other let's do 17,000
various ranges.
And let's just say the average ticket price is up. Should we say 100, 150, 100? Let's say 125.
Okay.
$2,125,000. Just in ticket revenue, if that's the average ticket price. That doesn't include all the other stuff, the beers, the pops, the hot dogs, the T-shirts, all that stuff.
And look at the economic spinoff that weekend. That's a Saturday.
Yes.
Hotels, bars, restaurants.
That's why Charlie Johnson was at the press conference.
They took him into a back room, I understand, and told him before the...
They
I don't think
Charlie.
He knew. I don't think he knew.
They didn't want him to drop.
It was a closely guarded secret.
They didn't want him to keel over or something. Oh, my God. McCartney's coming.
No, he did. Rob took him off. According to Don Haney, Rob Soblik took Charlie off into a room beforehand and probably told him because it was a closely guarded secret. There was at least one media outlet in town that asked the question last week, which I think was a response to Jack Sunday's. Oh, it was Paul McCartney. And they were told by... someone at the Dome.
She lied.
She
lied.
No.
Not a good lie.
It's not Paul McCartney.
She should have done what Rob Soblik did and just said, if we tell everybody, then what's the purpose of having the press conference?
And if you can't say, you just got to say, I can't say.
No
and
comment.
Right? Yeah. See you Monday. That type of thing. So, big show. Another feather in the cap of Fargo Dome. You know how I love those cliches.
A lot of feathers in those caps. You're right.
Yes,
Your children are scofflaws.
Oh, my wife and child.
Your wife is a scofflaw?
Yes, this is a late development. You didn't even know about this.
No.
She's just a step from the Otter Tail County Jail. That was today. She's heading to the Twin Cities to watch youngest son golf.
Yes.
I-94 near Fergus Falls.
Oh, boy.
78.
In a 70.
Yes. She thinks she's in North Dakota.
Well,
we're at 75.
75. No, she's
not. She got a warning from the trooper. Well, he came up behind her at 78, and so she slowed to 72. Then he passed her at 70, and she passed him at 72.
Ugh.
You don't pass a state trooper.
No, you never pass.
And that's what he said. He let her off with a warning. Let her off. Said, you know, it just doesn't look good. When I come up behind you and you're going 78, and then you slow to 72, and then I go by you, and I slow to 70, and then you pass me. Just don't.
Just doesn't look good.
Doesn't look good. She's off the hook. She's free.
I have something to say here. Your wife was well within her rights to pass a state trooper at 72 because the state of Minnesota, if I remember correctly, passed a law where you can get up to 10 miles over the speed limit or 5 miles over the posted speed limit in order to pass somebody.
Yeah, but you can't speed to pass a trooper.
You can speed to pass anybody.
That's not a law.
No, yep.
That is not a law. You can't exceed the speed limit to pass somebody. Yes.
Get Grabo on that.
Grabo. I'll text him.
Jabo on that.
Speaking of which, was the trooper in question?
No, it was not. So then this weekend, youngest son, who is golfing for his college team in Le Sueur today, he comes home. He was cited for texting in Fargo. On Saturday afternoon.
Texting and driving.
Yes. And he claims, and he even used he knew the officer. I went to high school with your son. How's he doing? You know, that little chit-chat.
Yeah.
Didn't work.
Don't you know who I am?
Say that, but he brought, hey, how's your son doing? What's he doing now? I went to school with him. My son claims that he was accepting a call, he held his phone up, the officer was next to him in traffic, pulled him over, officer saw that he's texting. I said, well, why didn't you show him your phone and say you weren't texting and prove it to him? It's too late. $100 fine.
$100.
And trying to buddy up with the officer, so hey, how's
hey,
your
buddy.
Son?
Good to see you. Hey.
Didn't work.
You haven't called my son since high school. You've ignored him.
$100. $100. So there's $100 and probably got out of a good speeding ticket today. So we're betting about $500.
I'm texting J-Bo right now.
Yeah.
Can you legally exceed the speed limit to pass somebody? I'm going to text him, find out.
He's got the law.
No, Pinto's bringing over the Minnesota House of Representatives law. No. Everything you read on the internet is not true, okay? I'm going by the word of our state trooper friend, Jesse Gray.
Just don't pass a trooper if you're exceeding the speed limit. It's just the appearance, just no.
Yes. Thank you, Jurgi. Paul Juergens, KFGO News Director.